Tea in Britain. Tea arrives in Britain. In 1657, Garraway's Coffee House in London was the first place in Britain to advertise tea. The advertisement said that tea was an amazing medicine to help all illnesses. In the 18th century, tea was very expensive. Half a kilo of tea cost nearly a third of the money most people made in a week. When more people started to drink tea, the beer producers were not happy and complained that people were drinking tea for breakfast and not beer. Tea houses and tea dances. In 1717, Thomas Twining opened his first tea house. Coffee houses became men's clubs, so women did not go there. But they could go to tea houses to buy tea. In the 18th century, there were big tea gardens. As well as tea, there was dancing and entertainment. The tea gardens were a good place to be together with all the family. In 1864, the manager of a bread company opened the first tea room, selling tea and cakes. It was very popular with women of all ages. In the early 20th century, tea dances became very fashionable, and people put on their best clothes and danced to the latest music. Afternoon tea. The Duchess Anna of Bedford often had tea in her room in the afternoon with some food. Having some food in the afternoon with your tea then became a fashion among the upper classes. In the 18th century, the way you served tea, as well as the things you used to serve it, showed your position in society. High tea, a light meal, possibly with meat or cheese, was for the workers, so they had low tea, not high tea, at Buckingham Palace. Today, it's not common to have afternoon tea, but sometimes people go to big hotels or cafes for tea, cakes and sandwiches. In many cities, afternoon tea is becoming popular again, with a large choice of tea menus. And you can have tea at any time of the day, not just in the afternoon. In many cities, afternoon tea is becoming popular again, with a large choice of tea menus. And you can have tea at any time of the day, not just in the afternoon. Tea around the world. The Japanese Tea Ceremony. The Japanese tea ceremony, chanoyu, also has religious meaning. Tea is served in a traditional tea house. Everything is important in the tea ceremony. The tea, the teapot, the cups and the teaspoons too. The person who invites you is called the host or hostess. This person serves the tea, chooses the guests, and also chooses the right bowls to create a general feeling of quiet and calm. Tea in North Africa and the Middle East. Tea is an important tradition in most North African and Middle Eastern countries. Here, people drink strong, hot tea in small glasses with sugar. In many countries in North Africa, it's made with green tea and mint, and is a perfect drink in hot weather. It's not unusual for a shopkeeper to offer you a glass of tea to welcome you to their shop. The samovar. The samovar is a big pot for hot water. The tea is in the small teapot on top of the samovar, and it's very strong. You add the water to the tea. Samovars are sometimes used to serve tea in Russia and other places. For example, Turkey, where it's called a semovar. In Turkey, tea is usually served in special glasses with 2 cubes of sugar. In Russia, you hold the sugar between your teeth and then drink. If there's a lot of water in the samovar, you can stay with your friends and family and drink tea all afternoon. Do you take milk, lemon, or ice? A British cup of tea. Follow these simple instructions for the perfect British cup of tea. Fill a kettle with fresh water from the cold tap. When the water is nearly boiling, pour a little hot water into the teapot to warm it, and then pour it away. Decide how much tea you want to put in the teapot. A good quantity for tea leaves is 1 teaspoon per person, plus an extra teaspoon for the teapot. When the kettle boils, pour the water onto the tea straight away. Stir the tea and leave it for 3 to 5 minutes. Pour the tea and add milk or lemon and some sugar if you like. Some people put the milk in their cup before they pour the tea. A glass of iced tea. It was a very hot day at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, USA, and Mr. Richard Blechnaden wasn't selling any tea. He decided people wanted a cold drink, and so he simply added ice to it. The people at the fair loved it. Now you can buy iced tea in many countries, and it's one of America's best-selling drinks. Follow these instructions to make the perfect glass of American iced tea. Boil some water in a pan and add the tea leaves. Leave it to get colder for 5 minutes. Put the tea through a strainer. Put the tea in a jug and add ice. To keep the tea strong, make the ice with tea as well. You can add sugar, lemon, mint, or pieces of fruit. Leave it in the fridge. Is tea good for you? Many doctors say that tea, especially green tea, is good for you. Here are some of the things they say about it. Like fruit and vegetables, tea has some special chemicals called antioxidants. These help to keep our body healthy. Tea can be good for your teeth, but you still have to remember to brush them. We have to drink a lot of water to stay healthy. Drinking tea is a good way to give our bodies some of that water. Tea with no sugar or milk has no calories, so you can't get fat by drinking tea. Some more tea facts. The first people to use tea in South Asia and China chewed the tea leaves. Sometimes they ate the leaves with dried fish or meat. The tea gave them a lot of energy to carry things up the high mountains. In Tibet today, people make a special type of tea soup with yak butter. Did you know that you can buy monkey tea? This is not a special type of tea. Monkeys pick the tea leaves. Monkeys like tea, and we probably copied them when we started to chew tea. In China, they still use monkeys to pick tea because they believe they can find the best leaves in the highest places. In 1904, a client received a small bag of tea from a New York salesman, Thomas Sullivan. The man put the bag directly into hot water by mistake. Sullivan then used the idea to sell the first tea bags, In Britain, today, most people make their tea with a tea bag. Believe it or not, the British are not the biggest tea drinkers in the world. A recent survey showed that people in Turkey drink more tea than any other country. However, the Irish are also big tea drinkers, drinking up to 6 cups of tea a day per person.